Blog Talk Radio.
I'm sorry, I had a guest yesterday, but he didn't get through. So I don't know if my guest is on there today, but I was so glad that he was on yesterday, and I thank God for that. He couldn't get through yesterday. I guess it was Tim.
Go ahead, Mother Johnson. I hear you.
I thank God for my guest yesterday. We just couldn't get through yesterday, and his name was Tim. So
you have him on today?
He said he enjoyed the prayer line. He just couldn't get through to introduce himself.
Are they on today, Mother?
Yes, they said he was going to be on today.
Well, let's greet your guests. If your guests are on, we would like to greet them. Just say hello. Amen. Who are we looking for, Mother Johnson?
We're looking for Tim. His name is Deacon Tim.
Deacon, are you on? Good morning to you if you're there. All right. God bless you. All right. Go ahead, Sister Sheila.
Okay, okay. Thank you so very much. Maybe I'll come back later. Will there be another praise report? Come on, get your praise, man. God is good.
On the praise reports. If you have a praise report, let's jump in there.
God bless you, Christina, and I just thank God for another day that he has allowed me to see. I thank God for the fast that we're on. I thank God because I know he's a good God, and he's going to work everything out for us. I believe it. Dr. Johnson, thank you for that prayer this morning. It was really a motivational prayer, a prayer of spiritual motivation for me. I thank God because I'm excited about the first fruit Billion Praise Convention this month, and I plan next month, and I plan on being there. God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Tina. I'm planning on being there, too, but, you know, whatever the Lord say. Would there be another praise report? Dr. Johnson, were you about to say something? I'm sorry.
Let's have about three more.
Okay. You heard what he said. Three more praise reports. Jump in and get it in. Three more.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Dr. Stern calling with a praise report. I'm excited in all areas of my life in Christ Jesus. I thank God for the fast. God had already orchestrated me to go on a fast, and when Dr. Johnson came at the same time, and when Dr. Johnson came in and said that he wanted us to agree with him in a fast, I tell you, I feel better in my spirit already. Last week this time, I was going through some things, and we go through. And Dr. Johnson and Lady Betty imparted a word of prayer over me, and then Sister Gina, Dr. Pfeiffer, and we need one another. And I tell you, these saints can pray. And it lifted my spirit. I thank God that I have a spirit that God don't allow me to stay down, because I'm a upper. I usually tell the people I've never been on drugs, and I'm not throwing no stones on anybody. But if I had been, I would be a upper in the world, because I know I'm a upper in the spirit. So I thank God that I tell them that I'm a HDH spiritual saint. Amen. I'm constantly on the go for the Lord. So this fast has started out so good that even my husband is on the fast. And I thank God for that, because he's already doing some great and marvelous things. I want to thank Dr. Johnson, and I just want to encourage him this morning that his mom, which is our mom to Mother Johnson, has instructed him to lessen his load. And I do feel his strength even greater than what it is. I've been praying that he does not be tired, amen, that he could be energized in the Lord. And I feel that energy in Dr. Johnson. When I first met him, he was praying almost a whole hour. And now God has allowed his energy level to start coming back to where it belongs. God, for that, because the area is prayer. and God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless. This is our...
And I want to encourage you.
Hello, good morning.
Can you hear me still?
You can. Go ahead.
I'm going to, as a matter of fact, I'm done, but I just want to say that in the Lord, if you're not on the fast, get on the fast. It will bless your very soul. And if you're not anticipating of going to the conference, anticipate going to the conference. It will bless your very soul. God bless you all. This is my prayer.
Thank you so very much, Dr. Stern. So glad to hear you. And I know God is able, so he do great things. May we have another one? Another praise
yes, this
report.
Is,
hello, praise the Lord.
This is Sister Thompson in Texas.
I want to thank the Lord for the guests that have come today. From Georgia, Evangelist Allen. I want to thank God for the guests that have come all the way from the Virgin Islands, Prophet Kyle Thomas. I want to thank God for the very special guests who came all the way from Amman, Jordan, the Middle East. I want to thank God for all of them. They were here early, I understand, and I just want to take a moment and say thank you for coming, because there are no quite sure you didn't have to, other things you could have been doing, but thank you so much for coming, and we all appreciate you, and we love you. That's my praise report. Thank you so much. Back to you.
God bless you. God bless you. We thank you, too, from the first group prayer line. We thank each and every last person that's up here for the first, from the first group prayer line to you. We thank you. One more praise report. Get it in. So turn it over to Dr. Johnson.
Yes, I'm Sister Johnson in Texas. Honor the Lord this morning to Dr. Johnson and to the staff members and all the saints. Truly, I am so glad that the Lord has allowed me to see another day. I thank God for this prayer line. Dr. Johnson, I do receive the prayer that you have submitted to the Lord on this morning, and I am looking forward to the miracles that come from God. My husband is in the hospital since Sunday, and it looks grim, but God brought him through again, and I'm continuing looking for the Lord to do great things for him. I just praise God because I know it's him that is doing it each and every time, and this is such a blessing to be able to hear the saints of God on this prayer line, and I just thank God for you for this opportunity. It is food for my soul. You all continue to be blessed, and I pray God for you.
God bless you. God bless you. And at this time, we'll turn it back over to Dr. Johnson. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you. You did a wonderful job, Sister Sheila, all the way from Connecticut. God bless you. And I want to welcome the saints from Jordan and the Middle East who are on the line. God bless you so much. We pray that God will give you a special and an ultra-awesome blessing this day. Amen. Lord, don't let them leave the same way they come. In the name of Jesus, we pray. All right. God bless all of you. We have a lot of assistants on the line, and I'm going to ask some of my assistants to jump in there and get those praise reports. I'm sorry. The prayer request for us. We're on the prayer request now. If you would do that, the line is open to you. Anybody want to get those prayer requests for us? You certainly can. If you feel led to do that, just you know how to do it. Take over those prayer requests and ask for prayer requests.
Dr. John,
anybody?
This morning.
Mm-hmm. All right. God bless you. Amen. Willing worker. Amen.
Amen. Praise the first fruit prayer line. Our family, amen, praise the Lord. God bless you, amen, and you all are my family. I just want to let you know, you just don't know how so many may not have a family that they can depend on. I have an immediate family, but I had a wipeout family. No sisters and just a couple of brothers that don't live with me. So I long to be with the saints of God. So count it all joy when you got someone that you can connect with in the spirit.
Amen.
Amen. And they go on.
Let me interrupt you real quickly here. You know, I've gotten a hit. Yeah, can you hear me? Let me interrupt. We've had a a little few things today. But this is Tuesday. Amen. I want to apologize to all the saints down in Georgia. Amen. We're prepared, if you have the time, we're prepared to go over this morning and give you all the time that you all need down there in Georgia. Amen. Ambassador Hagen, we want to salute you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I want to thank God for my granddaughter who came to me just a moment ago and is a helper. Amen. Ambassador Hagen, are you there?
Praise God. Yes, Dr. Johnson, we're here, sir.
I'm sorry. Amen. I'm sorry. Let's do it today, and we'll give you another day, amen, that we do on Georgia. Saints down there in Georgia, we do recognize you, and we're so pleased that you're here all the way from Georgia. God bless you. Let's go. Amen. We'll
God
go over this morning. Go ahead.
Well, God bless you, Dr. Johnson. Thank you so much. I just want to read that we have a few that's here. Let me see if they're still with us, because a lot of them are working people, but we're just so appreciative that they came for this purpose, and we appreciate you for extending this invitation to us, Dr. Johnson. God bless you, sir. At this time, let me just do a brief roll call. Intercessor Jackie from Middleton, are you with us? She must have left. She was with us earlier. What about Prophet Charles Thomas from the island? Are you with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. God bless you, sir. God bless you. Welcome. What about Evangelist Allen from Georgia? Are you still with us?
Praise the Lord. I'm here.
Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, there are some others that may have left. Let me just see. Do we have anybody else who's come for this special day that are still with us and haven't left already? Well, God bless you. Thank you so much. Prophet Kyle Thomas, we're going to put it in your hands and take about 7 to 10 minutes. And afterwards, Dr. Johnson said, we'll go over a little bit, then we'll turn it to Evangelist Allen. God bless you. They're going to come with some words of exhortation and prayer as the Lord lay on their heart. It's in your hands. Prophet Kyle Thomas, this great spokesman and statesmen from the Lord, all the way from the Virgin Islands, coming to represent them on behalf of the Georgia Day. God bless you, Prophet Kyle Thomas. It's in your hands, sir.
All right, give me just a moment. I'm outdoors, so I want to just get to somewhere where there's less noise in the background.
Praise him. Praise the Lord. God bless you. While you're getting to a secure place, Prophet Cal, Bishop was there. Say hello to everybody.
God bless you out there. Praise God. Amen. This morning, praise God. Dr. Johnson, praise God. Lady Johnson, amen. Praise God. Thank God, Mother Johnson, all. Praise God. Thank God for baptism. Thank you. In Jesus' name, we love you. Amen. Praise God. And just make this day is throughout you for the upcoming convention in Jesus' name. This is Ambassador Bishop James D. Hagen all the way from the great city of New Hagen, Georgia, Metro, Georgia. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Bishop, for fitting in there until Prophet Cowell. Prophet Cowell, are you ready, sir?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
All right, sir. God bless you, sir.
God, this morning. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you for another opportunity to lift up your name corporately as the body of Christ from all nations across the world, Lord God. We thank you that we are acknowledging that we are not just regional, but we are a global, we are a universal church, Lord God. We are collectively your body. And God, we just give you thanks for this opportunity to be able to, technology has afforded us this opportunity to just come together to glorify the name of Jesus, the sweetest name on earth, Lord God. We thank you because in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, and through him and by him all things were made. Lord God, I thank you that you spoke to my spirit late last year and said that 2014 would be the year of your benefits according to Psalm 103. Lord God, and you said that we would not forget those benefits, Lord. Father God, we thank you that you preserve our lives from destruction. You shower us with loving kindness and tender mercies, Lord God. There is none like you, Father. There is none like you, Lord God. So we say we bless you, O God, with our soul, the very seat of our emotions, O God, and our will. We will submit to you, Lord God. We will bless you. We will honor you. We will not forget the many wonders that you work on our behalf, Lord God. But we know that you do not have to do it, Lord God, because mankind, our hearts are desperately wicked, Lord God, and so often we rebel against you. But, Lord God, we thank you that you are merciful, Lord God, that you are merciful and you are long-suffering, Lord God. You are the epitome of love. You show us your love daily, Lord God. Father, just by us being awake to be on this conference call together, Lord God, is a testament of your love for us. Lord God, just the fact that each and every one on this line is saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost is a testament of your love for us, Father God. So we just say thank you. We love on you, Lord God. We love on you, Lord God. Even though we can't do it in the physical, Lord God, in the spirit, we hold hands, Lord God, and we come together as your children, gladly saying thank you, Lord God, for your love, for your mercy, for your grace, for the salvation that came to us through the death of Jesus Christ, his resurrection, which gives us a hope and glory, Lord God. We thank you that he has gone to prepare a place for us, Lord God, so that where he is, we can be there also. Father God, we thank you that you desire to be our God and to make us your people. Hallelujah. 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 And Father God, we just say thank you in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Again, yes, sir. God bless you. Prophet Cal, are you continuing?
No, that's it for me. Praise God.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much, Prophet Cal. We really appreciate you being here. Thank you so much. Now we're going to hear from Evangelist Allen, representing from the Georgia area as well. Evangelist Allen, you're on.
Praise the Lord. I'd just like to say, I thank God for being able to hear all the wonderful words and that has been already stated from different ones that I haven't met face-to-face, praise God. But just thank God for hearing you over the radio on this morning, praise God. And I thank God for my bishop. Thank God for my First Lady, Evangelist Hagen. Praise the Lord. And I do give God the glory, praise God, for this is a day that the Lord has made and we shall rejoice and be glad in it in the name of Jesus. Thank God, hallelujah, for the opportunity and the space to be able to just share, praise God, that I am, hallelujah, saved, sanctified, and do have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the prayers, praise God. Thank God, hallelujah, for hearing about the church, praise God, fasting and praying in the name of Jesus. I thank the Lord, praise God, for, hallelujah, Pastor Johnson, praise the Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank God, hallelujah, for being able to meet him, praise God, when he came to Georgia, praise God, and how, you know, it was a beautiful time in the name of Jesus. And I thank the Lord, too, praise God, for just being able, hallelujah, to be a part of this broadcast on this morning, praise the Lord. I thank the Lord, praise God, for being able to give God the first fruit with, hallelujah, many, hallelujah, over the radio in the name of Jesus. I want to just encourage us all, praise the Lord, to stay with God, hallelujah, and allow him to do that which is already, oh God, been forestated to be done in the million praises, praise the Lord. And I thank the Lord, praise God, once again, just for having this space to be able to be a part of what's going on in the name of the Lord. Praise God, y'all continue to pray for me. My name is Evangelist Emma Allen. Praise God. Pray for my family, praise God, for I do desire that God would save them. Praise God, those that are not saved, that he will, you know, sanctify them to the truth and give them the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. All the way from Georgia, praise God. I'm finished.
God bless you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Evangelist Allen. We appreciate you. This is the mother whose daughter was shot 7 times and was left for dead, but God gave her a supernatural miracle. through the prayer faith, and we thank God for her. All of these that are coming on, they have supernatural miracles that God wrought for them. Amen. But we are very conscious of the time ourselves. And Dr. Johnson, we really do appreciate you extending this opportunity for Georgia to participate. And we love you all. God bless you. Back to you, sir.
God bless you, Ambassador Hagen. And may you please accept my apologies. We certainly want to do this again, and you let us know what day would be conducive for you all in Georgia, and we will submit to you all. Please forgive us this day. The Lord bless you and keep you by God. That is the mother that had that. You said the daughter got shot seven times?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Her daughter was shot 7 times. Yes, sir. You're forgiven, Dr. Johnson. Mm-hmm. We love you.
All right. Where is she? I really want to pray for her.
Sandra Allen, is your daughter with you?
No, she's not here right now. But we still could use the prayer.
All right. Let me ask you to do something. Yeah, the Holy Ghost said. Evangelist Allen?
Yes.
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
I want you to lift your hands. I want you to lift your hands. God gave me to anoint some oil at the beginning of this year. And I'm a witness myself. This potency of this oil, of the Holy Ghost through this oil, has caused divine miracles many, many, many places. And there is a spirit realm. Actually, this spirit realm is stronger and more powerful, much more powerful than the natural realm that we live in. I'm asking God in the spirit realm to do something for you and then your daughter in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you because you hear me. And I'm so grateful to be able to call to you and that you would hear my prayer. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, according to John 14 and 13, if I would ask anything in his name, he would do it that the Father may be glorified. I'm mindful that your word says that you are not a respecter of persons, that the same thing you did for Moses, you can do for your child today. Look on Evangelist Allen for her daughter's sake. This girl that was shot 7 times. God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus. Hold your hands up, Evangelist Allen.
Yes, sir. I got them up.
I'm asking you in the spirit realm if you would put the resurrection blood of Jesus on her hands, along with the oil of the anointing that destroys every yoke, and put it on her hands, that if she would even lay hands on her daughter today, even through the means of shaking her hand or whatever means she does, or laying her hands on her shoulder, that, bountiful blessings would fall on that girl.
Thank you,
God, in the name of Jesus, that you would bring healing to her body. If there's any residue left from any of the bullets that went into her body, or any of them that weren't able to be removed, that you would do so through the auspices of the Holy Ghost. Destroy every yoke in the name of Jesus and give this girl a...
Jesus, I got cut off. Thank you, Lord.